Episode 2042, Do Something You Have Never Done.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I see that smile on your face. Come on. It's going to be an incredible day. You are not created for ordinary. You are actually created for extraordinary. It's time to do something you have never done. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, so come on, let's get your blood pumping. Let's get your heart warming up. If you want something you never had, you must do something you have never done. Be willing to take a chance on an opportunity or a dream lurking in your heart. You know, life doesn't always live up to our expectations. Maybe you went off to school after high school. Doesn't matter if it was to get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, you went on to graduate school, whatever it is. Maybe you just got a certification. That's awesome. But maybe you're looking back going, you know, the plans I had then didn't happen. And what you did do was you worked on what didn't happen. You stayed stuck and going, gosh, I don't feel like I did what I really wanted to do. Life doesn't live up to our expectations. Dreams are buried. Courage is lessened. Motivation soon dwindles. Every day becomes average. You, my friend, are not average. You are created on purpose for a purpose. Excuses don't linger long unless you give them permission. So what excuses do you need to give up today? What excuses are stopping your one step for the day? Just one step. Do something you have never done. Nothing is impossible. I know at times it feels like it, but you have to believe. You have to light your belief torch and say, you know what? Nothing is impossible. I can do this. I can start my business. I can write a book. I can have a podcast. I can homeschool my children. I can get my marriage back together. I can do what I need to do in this crazy situation called COVID-19. We got this. Nothing is impossible. Stop standing by, waiting for a final call and getting on board with your life. Have you ever flown standby? All right, maybe before all this craziness began. I remember when my husband and I were just married. Okay, not just married. We were married. And we had our first child. And it was a surprise, very much a blessing, but a very blessed surprise. And my parents at the time, my dad was stationed overseas in Belgium. And I thought, okay, hon, this is our opportunity. And we went back and forth going, but we've got an infant. How are we going to travel with an infant overseas? And I honestly can't remember how many different planes we went on, but we went on a lot. That's all I got to say. And we changed and changed and changed and changed. And we were flying out of Kansas. And I was like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to do it. Well, back then, there was this airlines called TWA, Trans World Airlines. And we flew standby. Why? Well, because my grandfather worked for TWA. And my grandmother gifted us tickets for a very small fee. We would ride standby and we could afford to have all three of us go all the way over to Belgium, visit, stay there for like, I think it was 10 or 12 days, and then come back. We were on a pencil budget. I mean, you talk about living paycheck to paycheck. Oh yeah, it was worse. We did what we had to do. We had a brand new baby. My husband was in school. We looked at our schedule and we said, you know what? This probably won't happen again in our lifetime where my parents are over there. They've already been there long enough to kind of know the lay of the land. We can go and see Europe from the eyes of someone who lives there, not as a tourist. And we said, we don't know what's going to happen, but let's go for it. So we went with a baby, the three of us, flying standby, waiting every single time we would get there going, oh, come on, Lord, we made it this far. Because if we didn't hear our name, we had to wait for the next flight and the next flight. Well, we were willing to do it. Number one, we were saving money. We didn't have tons of money to be able to put thousands of dollars into a plane ticket for three of us. And so we did, and we conquered. We did the standby. But the problem is, a lot of us in life, we're standing by waiting for that final call, waiting to say, come on, are you ready to get in the game? Everything is set up right now for you. And if you don't get on board right now, then it's not going to happen. We don't always get what we want, right? Our expectations are not always met. But I want to tell you something so important. God knows where you are headed. But do you? Are you waiting on standby, waiting to hear your name saying everything is lined up just perfectly before you take a risk? Are you closing all the doors or even the majority of the doors just because you lack belief and hope? God doesn't give up, so why would you? Do something you have never done. C.S. Lewis says this, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. So start where you are today. Now that ending, it may not be like 6 feet under ending. I'm not talking about that kind of ending. I want you to think about the ending as when your day ends, when your head hits the pillow at the end of the day. You know, looking back, when I began searching for what I'm supposed to do when I grow up type of idea for the rest of my life. And my children are beginning to get older. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I know you've got something big planned. And I felt it my entire life. And I've done really big things. And I have impacted everybody I've come in contact with. And I'm blessed. It's not because of me. It has nothing to do with me. It's all because of God and how he has utilized me. And I really have tried to be a vessel. Now, am I successful at it all the time? Oh no. Have I, you know, hurt people's feelings? Yes. Have I gotten hurt? Yes. It's called life, right? Life happens. But when I was beginning the search as to what I want to be when I grow up, and I had come through this whole crazy thing with my husband, and I thought I was going to lose everything in my mind because he said I'd fallen out of love. And, you know, your mind goes down alleys that you're like, you wish you never thought about. And then we reconciled and God did a beautiful thing, a miraculous thing with our relationship, within our family, within myself, just for me, who I am as a woman, as a leader, as a coach, as a provider. And it really opened my eyes that there's so much more. And so God began to show me things. And he was like, Christiane, this is the direction you need to go. And I was like, really? And I'm having this conversation in prayer, of course. And I said, okay, Lord, you want me to start a podcast? Number one, I barely know what a podcast is. Yes, I love to speak. I love to talk and I love people. But do you think I could actually have a podcast? And it just kept coming around and around and around. And I'm like, I guess I need to do this. And then the whole idea of how do I serve many? And not just one at a time, but be able to serve people and then help them serve each other. Creating a community of people that love one another and they want to see their dreams come true. They want to help one another, unlike anything else. AIM Academy. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'm not ready. And I've had a roller coaster with that. Some, oh, I'm going to launch it. And oh, no, we're going to quiet down. And then we've had some personal things happen. And God keeps pressing upon my heart, this is where you're headed. Oh, and by the way, also, you're supposed to be writing some books. Not just one book, but many books. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. I've already been down the podcast road. We've got the AIM Academy that's coming around the corner. Now we've got books, plural. I'm sitting here going, really? This isn't for me. If I stand in my way of what God wants to do, who do I have to blame for it? Only me. Whether it's because I don't have the gumption to carry my own belief torch, whether I'm not big enough to put on my big girl panties, whether it's I'm just too scared and being a risk taker is just not up my alley. It doesn't matter how I look at it. I only have myself to blame. So every time I get up in the morning, I ask the Lord, Lord, put in my path whom I am supposed to touch. Whether it's somebody's heart, whether it's just being there to say, hey, you're looking great today. Whatever it is, let me be your light. Don't make this about me. Because I am not perfect. And I fall short every single day and every single night. But I try to do my best. And by doing my best, I'm willing to do something I've never done. You've got to go out and go beyond your comfort zone. My prayer for you is that God will fill you with refreshment for today and that your heart will be open to do something you have never done. Expect the unexpected as you walk through your day. Exchange questions for answers and seek what you want to find. Do something you've never done. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Go out and be incredible. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.